back to it. Good to have you here. I got a shocking poll in my hand. Maybe it is shocking, maybe it isn't, but a surprise from Rasmussen. Half of us believe that a violent bid to overthrow the U.S. government is very likely or somewhat likely within 10 years. 18% say it's very likely. 32% say somewhat likely. And I guess with everything that's going on in the streets of America, it's not a terrible surprise, but there you go. My next guest, Dr. Tom Borelli, a contributor to America's Voice News and, of course, to this program. Tom, welcome back. Good to have you. Well, let me ask you, Tom, as you look out there, you look at everything that's happening in the streets, and we're going to get to a couple of other things here, but you see the rioting, you see the protesting, the tearing down of statues. I don't believe America votes for this. So I look at this Rasmussen poll. I guess I'm not surprised. I don't think America votes to tear down America. What do you think?
Gee, Steve, let's not hope so.
I
totally agree. Look, safety and security is one of those core issues within a person's mind, psyche. So it is really, really important for that to happen, for people to feel safe and secure. And oh, by the way, that is one of the fundamental roles of government, right? Remember, really protect people and property. So what we're seeing is actually, it's kind of like an experiment. It's a case study. You look at these Democrat-run cities, and what do you see? You see chaos, you see rioting, you see looting, you see statues being torn down, everybody from Confederate statues to Columbus to Ulysses S. Grant to a priest out in San Francisco. I mean, it is just pure madness. And I think the good people of America are sitting back and saying, wow, look at this. We don't want any of this. We want law and order. And then you have the Democrats really doubling down on stupid. What did he do faced with increasing crime? Cut the police department, like in New York City. Cut it $1 billion and let's see what happens. It is rampant stupidity. And tragically, it's those who live in the poorer communities are the ones who are going to be suffering the most. I mean, if you're on Twitter, you see people literally getting shot and beaten up every day in the streets of New York City.
I saw the shocking video. I think you just mentioned that. Shocking video, if you folks haven't seen this. Dad's walking with his daughter. She looks to be like 6-7 years old. He's shot dead on an intersection. It's caught on camera. This is Bill de Blasio's New York City. I mean, it's gut-wrenching. And so I don't think America votes for dismantling and getting rid of police departments. I don't think that America votes for statues of Christopher Columbus and George Washington to rip down because some guy says his feelings have been hurt. I don't think anybody buys into this. And at the same time, I look at the polling that says, you know, Donald Trump's losing to Joe Biden. We'll see. I'll just say that, you know, at this point in July 1988, Michael Dukakis was going to win the election by 100 points or something. And Hillary Clinton was sure to win the election in 2016. I guess, again, I'll say we'll see. Your thoughts?
Sure, Steve. Look, President Trump is not running against Joe Biden at this point. He's running against the anti-Trump media and chaos and a virus that was brought to us by China. So when Biden really surfaces from the basement, when the American people get to really take a close look at him and his policies, they're going to be really frightened. Because the man really doesn't have it anymore. He has that look, that distant look that sometimes you see in elderly people. And it's tragic and it's unfortunate, but it's really tragic and unfortunate that his wife hasn't pulled him off the stage. So right now, President Trump is not running against Joe Biden. He's running against all the madness, including the anti-Trump media that is pummeling him every day. Polls are snapshots of what people are seeing and feeling. Over time, they're going to actually see Joe Biden, and they're going to go the other way.
Well, they're going to have to see him because, you know, and I saw this a story yesterday, I guess, suggesting that the Trump campaign asking for 4 debates was a sign of desperation. No, I think it's just a sign of they want to put Joe out there as often as they can, and why wouldn't they? I don't believe Joe Biden can last the 90 minutes. You saw the debates he was involved with the entire Democrat field, right? And he kept going to the timeout button. Oh, I'm out of time. I'm good. Oh, the moderator, he'll stop. He's not going to have 6 or 8 people on the stage with him. he's not going to be able to sit there and pass the time for 8 and 10 minutes while other people are. It's him and Donald Trump for 90 minutes. There is no safety net. I don't know that he can make it. Your thoughts?
I don't think he really can. And when he's really prepared, he can pull off like, you know, a 5 minute speech or maybe Q&A. But after that, you know, the clock's running. He's not going to fare well at all. And I think that's when you're going to see the really polls really change again, because people are thinking of Joe Biden. They might have some image of him, you know, 8-10 years ago when he was running around with former President Obama. This is not the Joe Biden of today. So they're really thinking about an image of him, not what the reality is. And when they see him on stage versus President Trump, they're going to see reality. And to your earlier point on law and order, there was a Rasmussen's reports that said 75% of likely voters that they don't want to see Mount Rushmore changed in any way. So again, Democrats are on the wrong side, I believe, of Americans. They're on the wrong side of the American flag. And I think the American people are really going to rally around President Trump when they see that contrast.
I think you're right about that. You know, there is a whole host of folks out there, and I believe this is Democrats too, Tom, who don't talk politics at all anymore. They won't even bring it up. They have strong feelings, but they don't want to get yelled at by some Karen. They don't want to get denigrated by some, you know, historically illiterate, you know, juvenile college graduate. So they just say, you know, whatever. I'm serious. I mean, we got these historically illiterate people running around trying to tell you about the 1619 Project and other such nonsense and rot out there. These people know so little about so much, they're just completely dangerous. And so I think you have this growing movement of people that are silent but will not be silent on November 3rd. That's what I think is happening.
Yeah, Steve, you're right on that. Because remember, even in 2016, let's say President Trump won, but the polls were all wrong because a lot of people were afraid on polling really to say they supported Trump. And what's happened since? Another 4 years and President Trump gets pummeled, the emotions by the media. The emotions are even higher. So it's not anyone's really benefit. And politics isn't your everyday deal to go out and run around with a Trump flag or hat because you're going to get hassled, if not punched. So it doesn't make sense to the everyday American. But what does make sense is standing up for law and order and a, you know, huge economy that President Trump had. And another thing a lot of people aren't talking about is Rasmussen Reports has done a lot of polling on Black Americans, and Black support for President Trump is in the range of the 30%. And the Black community is most concerned about losing or defunding police departments.
That's right. Public safety, number one. Public safety. I got to leave it right there, Tom. Yeah, it's public safety. And, you know, well, property crimes don't mean anything. Yeah, unless you've worked your whole life to have that property and it's something you've earned. And you know, it's your, well, lives are more important than property. Yeah. If it's not your, that's such a nonsensical non-starter. Tom Borelli, Dr. Tom Borelli, greatly appreciated as always. I appreciate you being here. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
There you have it. Tom Borelli, common sense from near the epicenter of stupidity, that being Washington, D.C. Yes, quick break, 41 after on a Wednesday. Dr. John Lott coming up later on the program, and Ron Rademacher, too. But Ivy is up next. Don't go anywhere.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey parents, finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.